Maraming tao ang nagpapalit ng kanilang pangalan pagkatapos silang ikasal o magdiborsyo. Nang ikasal, pinili ni Emilia Rossi, residente ng Melbourne, na gamitin ang apelyido ng kanyang bagong asawa.
When you get married, you get the marriage certificate. They ask you beforehand what name you want. So I had put my husband's name because that's what I wanted. So then what you need to do is contact Birth, Deaths and Marriages, and you need to get yourself a change of name form. One of the reasons that you have to tick is because of marriage that you're changing your name.
Pagkatapos, nagdesisyon siyang ibalik ang kanyang dating apelyido.
But then my husband and I separated, and then basically I wanted to change my name back to my birth name. So you do all those steps in reverse. I had to contact Birth, Deaths and Marriages, and I had to apply for that change of name, and then there's a little part where it says why, and I had separated and divorced.
Ang mga pamahalaan ng estado at teritoryo ang responsable para sa rehistro ng kapanganakan, pagkamatay at pangalan ng kanilang mga residente. Nakakakita sila ng maraming dahilan kung bakit gusto ng mga taong palitan ang kanilang pangalan. Ipinaliwanag ito ni Ben Finn, pangalawang rehistro sa New South Wales Registry of Births, Deaths and Marriages.
They may be changing their name to escape domestic violence or start afresh and have a new life. Somebody might have been born with a name like Giovanni and then have used an anglicized version of that name such as John throughout their life. And then when they go to apply for a passport, the organization may turn around and say, we require a change of name to establish that Giovanni and John are the same person. Or it may be difficult to pronounce. It may have other associations that they feel are connected to that name.
Ilang tao naman ang nagpapalit ng kanilang pangalan upang makaiwas sa diskriminasyon ng kanilang lahi.
So they may feel more comfortable in changing their name to something that they feel may be more readily accepted throughout Australian society, which could be unfortunate in certain circumstances, but obviously we understand that people are in this situation sometimes.
Sinabi ng New South Wales Migration Heritage Center na sa simula ng unang digmaang pandaigdig, maraming pamilyang Aleman sa Australia ang nagpalit ng kanilang pangalan upang makaiwas sa pangungutya ng gobyerno at komunidad. Ang pagkakaroon ng multikultural na pangalan ay kasalukuyang isang pagkabahala para sa ilang taong naghahanap ng trabaho. Iniulat ng Australian Scanlon Foundation Survey ang karanasan ng mga migranteng nakaramdam na tinatanggihan ang kanilang mga aplikasyon sa trabaho dahil lamang sa kanilang etnisidad at inakalang relihiyon. Sinabi ng mga kasama sa survey na pagkatapos na hindi tumanggap ng sagot sa aplikasyon sa trabaho, pinalitan nila ang kanilang pangalan at pagkatapos ay tumanggap ng sagot dahil sa bagong pangalan. Hinaharap ng gobyerno ng Victoria ang issue ng diskriminasyon sa palengke ng trabaho sa pamamagitan ng 18 buwang hindi kilalang pagsubok na tinawag nilang Recruit Smarter. Ang paunang pagsubok ay naglalayong alisin ang pagkiling sa paghirang sa trabaho sa pag-aalis ng personal na detalya kasama ang pangalan ng aplikante. Sinabi ni Robin Scott, Finance and Multicultural Affairs Minister ng Victoria, na ang mga tao sa palengke ng trabaho ay maaaring kumiling laban sa pangalan ng isang tao kahit na hindi nila ito nalalaman.
I think we all make judgments about others, so there's very strong evidence we all have unconscious biases, and unfortunately they affect some groups more than others. And it's very interesting because I noticed from my own personal experience that my wife had exactly this experience. She's from a Chinese background. And when she changed her name on the job applications to a more Anglo name, she was receiving more job interviews. And when she went to the interviews herself, she didn't feel that she was being discriminated against. So it's sometimes a bit of a subtle process.
Inamin ni Ministro Scott na ang pagpapalit ng pangalan ay upang mapaganda ang pagkakataong makahanap ng trabaho na hindi sana dapat nangyayari.
So it's a big thing for someone to change their name. It's not a flippant decision in many cases. And it shouldn't occur, but I think by highlighting the issue and looking at what we can do to address it, hopefully over time we can reduce the incidences of bias, but also ensure that less people would have to change their name into the future.
At idinagdag niya na mahalaga para sa palengke ng trabaho na magpasimula ng pananaw na walang pagkiling sa pagkakaiba ng pangalan sa Australia.
And I've met many people when discussing this issue as a Minister of Multicultural Affairs who had exactly this experience. And it's something that they didn't want to do, but they felt they needed to do. And as a society, I think ultimately we should look to how we can do better to ensure that people have fair opportunities in the labour market and can live true to the values we espouse as a multicultural society.
Kung gusto ng isang taong magpalit ng pangalan sa Australia, kailangan nilang magsumite ng aplikasyon sa legal na pagpapalit ng pangalan mula sa births, deaths and marriages sa kanilang estado o teritoryo. Sinabi ni Pangalawang Rehistro Ben Finn na ang mga may edad na lampas sa 18 taon ay maaaring mag-apply, subalit nag-iiba ang mga patakaran sa kahabaan ng bansa.
Different states have different laws and different requirements for their change of name. Some states have residency requirements for 12 months. Some states have less, and some are in the process of changing their requirements. If they've decided to change their name in New South Wales and they were born overseas, they have to have been a resident of New South Wales for 3 consecutive years. And for parents of a child under the age of 18, they can also change their child's name if they meet the criteria.
Ang paghingi ng pagpapalit ng pangalan ay maaaring gawing personal o online.
The first thing that they can do is either come into the registry or go onto the website. And on the website, the change of name form is available where they can actually complete it on their computer, or they can print and complete it with a pen. They then fill out all the questions on the change of name form, or they can come in and visit us and do an interview. They'd have to book an interview, and that might take a week or two or perhaps even longer.
Subalit hindi lahat ng aplikasyon sa pagpapalit ng pangalan ay inaaprubahan.
For instance, we also have a requirement that a name can't be changed more than 3 times by the same person, or can't be changed more than once in a 12-month period. Now, there is the ability to have an exemption, but that exemption needs to be approved by the registrar. Also, if they try to change their name to a name that's prohibited or offensive, then we can also reject that change of name application. Also, if a person is on a restricted persons list due to legal issues.
Upang maaprubahan ang aplikasyon sa pagpapalit ng pangalan, kailangang magbigay ng partikular na dahilan para dito. Samantala, para sa karagdagang impormasyon sa kung paano magpalit ng pangalan, kumonsulta sa Births, Deaths and Marriages Registry sa inyong estado o teritoryo, o dumalaw ng personal sa kanilang tanggapan.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.